Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful to be here with everyone again tonight. Thank you.
Yes, it's wonderful to be heard. No, we don't have anybody playing games with us tonight. It's a little bit disappointing, but it's okay. We can handle it. We are here with a wonderful show prepared for all of you tonight, and it's going to be literally a magical evening.
Yes, for sure. We've had a little challenging week, but that's okay. We're just purifying and I guess, releasing aspects for birthing the new.
Well, what can I say? You had the vision in the dream time of a glimpse of what was going to come, and then nothing came. I heard the word, and, you know, here we are, just with the eyes firm in the horizon, knowing that all is in divine perfection.
Yes, absolutely. And in divine perfection, we felt we really wanted to share some wonderful wisdoms and insights from Almeen's recent book, The Book of Spells, Mastering Incorruptible Magic, which we both love and devour.
Yes,
So there's.
I have to say, you're a little ahead of me in this subject, but I'm catching up. And I also want to say that we are so excited about the news we heard from Rahir and Niels on the show, Awakening from the Dream, about the upcoming events that they're still not 100% all organized and created, but they're in the process of being created. And we are so looking forward to being part of the initiation, the rooms workshop, and all of the workshops that are to be
in place
in order to achieve this mastery.
Yes, definitely. We're excited for the Book of Runes coming out, and the Bridge of No Time, which is all connected with these sacred power objects that Almin has created. So, yeah, it's great to hear Almin is getting better, and things are looking up. There's some new events to look forward to, and yeah, it's Happy Chinese New Year today.
Yes, I told you it's the year of the goat.
Yes.
So happy year to all the goats out there.
Yeah.
I'm not a goat, but I still get happy.
Yeah, me too. But so lots of new things coming on the horizon.
Definitely. Especially mountains for those goats. This is what they look for.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a year of more peace and harmony and creativity. And actually, it's, you know, it's funny. I asked Jim to buy me a guitar for my birthday.
What?
I did. I just have this urge to play music, even though I am not at all musically.
Oh, this is amazing. I am so thrilled to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I am in the process of acquiring my harp. I don't know how this is going to happen, but in Portugal, I found a woman that got her harp and not in a super inflated price. So I might get my harp.
Yay.
And I don't know, my little dream is that I will do my live harp in meditations and just do guided meditations with the harp.
That sounds amazing, actually. Yeah.
Well, you do your guitar and then...
Yeah. And maybe I'll move to the harp.
Yeah.
And you can try guitar.
I had tried guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strings are good.
Yeah.
Strings are good. So I am so pleasantly surprised. You never cease to amaze me.
Well, let's see if I get it, but I'm sure I will.
I'm sure you will. You always get it. You're going to have to arrange Georgia to come and give me some lessons. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. And you can have Karen, our sister Karen, give you lessons on the harp.
Yes, Skype lessons on harp.
Yes.
Well, they say the harp is the heart, right? It's the instrument for the heart.
It's beautiful, yeah. Very melodic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were just singing, you said, so I think you're on your way.
I thought it. There's some creativity opening up somewhere. Yeah. Definitely. Not that anybody wants to hear me singing, but it was a very wonderful experience with the Sri Hat music. It was very expanded, and I felt completely my voice, the tone was at one with Almin singing. It was hard for me to discern which was her tone and which was mine.
Oh, that's very good news.
But it was just because I was so expanded, I think. I'm sure if you were sitting there listening, you'd be horrified.
Oh, but, please. You're a little too much with yourself.
But it was, it was such an incredible experience. I had zero pain. in zero pain that whole time.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I'm going to practice a bit more of that this afternoon.
Yeah. So I've been working more with the book of spells in the last couple of days, and I know we wanted to touch on something specifically, but I want to also mention that this morning I did the fairy magic for the codes of the heart for manifestation, and those are in page 36 and 37. And I completely felt the expansiveness, and I really felt the lightness, my lightness of being. And I kept looking at this fairy statue that you brought me from Ireland, and I was like so happy that I can have a little physical representation of them.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want to share that? Do you want to share that for our listeners?
Well, it's a little long, but
okay.
I can read it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really amazing. So it goes like this. First in the fairy language. Tranuvech pelenor u stranavat hereshvi. Ne urishva paluna kre ubra hereshvi. Unut varuklem prenut prevas parvi. Stech ba ubrahet. Pelnus varum brishparvi kletvaruset. From afar we have come to tell you the codes. It is our gift to you. We wish to reside here. Our joining together our paths with yours will make our life flourish. Stretch your mind this day. Include us in your sight. Eshmanesh bi ravel. Vru asbi stelahur, kel ahbra ba urutvi klesh, manur varu bish manuresh, stramah miner bavu keles ba, presud balush vel skaulavra. Give now your ear, and we shall say the words to speak. They open the coats of the heart that bring that which you desire into form. Through the magic of fairies, build a new life. Brusha valavrit, pruanes pelukhra, heres dirnus parvit, bel avrusa, misulvi, paresvi, klanur priusa, peshvanar vervi, rutset vilesvar, pereshvel u satvavi, Krik barut bresh prahna el huf preu selvavi, grus tawak perus vana, kelus trinen hur belevi, sta umispre nun heshva, gruvaur menunit, hele sirsh ur sprava, gusta ubra epi, berush virst preva, garunesh bel es efruvi, Gestru ar nu vach, par una presh bravo, bru a puruskivel anush, stiare anervatkel, visbran usut, grastra, usavervi eshtra, ulmirat. Impart now these words to those of impure thought. Keep them close to your heart. For when impurities enter the fairy group, mind through these words could fairies die. Granushvel es vravi, heruspaha, krenuv usva, filesti, kreshtra, hurvarsa, stunuravel, shpi keratu, glus taver nenhesh, pravata. It takes our trust to place this gift in your hands, but if you have been led to these words, we know your heart is true. Use them with respect for life.
Thank you, fairies, for this gift. It's beautiful.
It really moves me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel that. Wow.
So the fairies could die when there's impurity.
Yes. Yep.
I wonder. We never talked about how they die and they're born and if they have cycles of karma and things like that.
I don't feel that they do. I've never connected with that fairies have karma or.
No, I know.
No, I've never connected with that at all.
No, I never even thought of it. But if they die and they're born and that's it, they come back, they just start fresh. What is that, you know?
Yeah. So, my experience with them has always been just innocence and purity and joy.
And lightness.
And lightness of being. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, the karma is a result of the heaviness of not being able to process an experience or a lesson or a gift or whatever that needs to be taken again, and then the opportunity comes through karma, through another life. So they're gone, and then they come back, I guess, remade and totally fresh.
So do you want to, should we talk about the wisdoms from the Lords of Light, from the Dove Libraries?
Sounds like a good idea.
Because I've been really working a lot with the Lords of Light. I've just felt, from the first time I got the book, I felt this a strong resonance with them.
Mm-hmm.
The first night I connected with them, I remember it was hearing the Lords of Light return my sight.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting journey I've had with them. And from the book, there is some beautiful spells. Windows, actually, I mean, has them listed as windows from the different parts of the Dove libraries. But what we're going to share is the stages of incorruptible magic. So there are 10 stages to go through. Magic start, there's 3 sets of magical codes combined in the pituitary gland, which there's a beautiful wheel, I guess, mm-hmm. Amin has drawn for that.
Yeah.
So should we start stage 1, incorruptible magic stage 1? Ikrat menuvit haraspi aras. Stuvit erska neshpavi urus. Kresanak sitravi paranus. Sikravi haras arastu. 96 cells at the base of the spine have codes of magic that in slumber recline. Passion awakens the sleeping codes. Passion and the incantation will awaken them both. Ardently feel the desire arise while keeping the outcome before your eyes. Open the portal, open it wide. Let the fiery serpent up the spinal column rise. With a passionate surge, the codes awake. Feel it rise up the spine like a flame. Then the completion of the first step will be made.
Oh,
I know. We were talking about the serpent this morning, remember?
We were, yeah.
And we have the fragrance alchemy oil for that point on the base of the spine. The goddess plant, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The goddess plan to just release all the programs.
Yes.
And just have a white canvas.
Yeah. And I was also thinking of the Arisatma breaths as I was reading them too.
Yes.
And how they all kind of tie in to awaken that first stage.
Yes.
So
that is. There's a lot of different tools and different possibilities and all of it working together to really create that magic, that pranic tube serving its purpose.
Yes. Yeah. You want to do the next one?
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely. So, stage two, incorruptible magic. Nekfa birisat. Herspahur urasi. Krivanet piravah huspavet erenus. Krihaspavet nivet eres arsatu. Codes there are that come from the spine base, but mother in the spinal column codes will place. Like a language of fire, awaken they will, as the pranic tube, the spine with sacred fire fills. The incantation will call forth the spinal code, as the codes from the spine's base rise from their abode. Interacting with the spinal codes as upward they rise, serpent magic now will fully arise. Up to the heart and into the brain it goes, carried by the pranic tube, the magic will rise. Into the pineal rises code. To this interpretive center, the magic codes go.
Wow.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm really feeling it.
Oh, this is great, Angel.
So the next stage three, Nensorak, Stubavek, Sekvanut, Usut, Misanak, Irestrahur, Karsanat, Harstu, Mivek, Pahur. The mother in wisdom in the right brain set, created codes of magic that must now be awakened. Use these words to activate the codes. Frequency based are the codes of the rose. The codes thus awakened must be loved into being. Acknowledge with love the desired outcome seen. Is there aught wrong? Then forgiveness you give, acknowledging that external events are created within. Co-created have you whatever must be changed. Now in love it must be destructed. As within, you changes are made. Envelop with understanding, but with fervent desires, that life to a higher order aspires.
Wow. Okay. Isn't that incredible that you get to read this one?
Yeah.
Did it give you any answers to what
Oh,
it...
my God. When I read this yesterday, I was like, oh, I feel I am at this stage right now. Truly, yes. I am living this one right now.
I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, but I didn't have any sensation in my head like you have been in the last few days.
Yeah.
And suddenly, after you read this, I have like a pressure in, but it's in the middle of the head, like more towards the front.
Yeah.
But it's not on the left or the right. It's like right in the center of the center.
Oh, the corpus callosum.
Thank you. The bridge of no time.
Yeah.
I call it the bridge of no time.
The interpretive center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number four, stage four, incorruptible magic, stage four. Kavahut eset misenech harastu esbech ruvetvi misdanavach. Heravi, Liset Estra, Divedi, Minavit, Eras. Awaken all codes that in the left brain lie. Awaken encodings of the language of light. By this word I invoke you, come to life. By the power of this incantation, I command you, arise. By the power of your intent, but it shall be. The courtiers slumbering awakened shall be. The magical codes in sets of three. The waking codes of fire, love and light shall be. The order of these codes, magic orders are. They shall work together from different lands from far. So too, within your cooperation should be between the centers and the body, holding codes in sets of three.
Wow. That's amazing. So awaken the codes of fire, love, and light.
Yes. Yeah. So love, the masculine, the feminine, and then in this case, fire would be probably the neutral code then.
Yeah, the passion.
The structuring passion.
Yes. So, incorruptible magic stage 5, we have Harunat Karat Arastu Sabahit. Kisanet Itrat Vrivat Vivrat Vivrasvi. Kluharavit Iset Vavi Minatratvi. Take now the codes of the left and the right into the colosseum. Pull them with love and light. Say these words by the mother bestowed, the incantation that to the colosseum calls the codes. The colosseum, a doorway for awareness, becomes the left brains and the right codes there become one. The colosseum's awareness holds binary codes. The left and the right brains codes cling to those. Thus a common language for these two sets are found in the awareness that in the colosseum abounds. The language of light and love now are one as information-laden awareness particles form.
And I have to make a comment about this because it's when we are, like, when you're reading or I'm reading, is I don't know even how to explain it. I'm reading these incantations, and it's almost as if the words are moving, and it's like I want to say something else that is not there, and then the word change. I don't know what to say it.
Wow.
It's like the order. It's designed that the order of the words that are coming in place is designed to break through any expectation of a pattern.
Oh, another language.
It's like what I'm expecting to read is not that word. So let's go off that expectation.
Yeah.
Let's go off the predictability pattern. I don't know how to, but it feels like the word moves, and I have to like look at it again, and then it's not the word that I thought it was going to be there. It's a new word.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So stage 6, incorruptible magic is stage 6. Men saratut haraset ublat blavi men sevech pi haraset Strek Babi Kersavit Brihet Arsakla Prihes Brules Babi Mineset Etret Uva Ranas. Now this information from the colossal must be called by the words of magic, call it forth. The greatest interpretive terminal within man is that portal of awareness, the pineal gland. The awareness that holds the binary codes, now from the colosseum to the pineal flows, to join there the codes that from the pineal column come, that in the pineal three languages become one.
I really see how, like, the work that we've, you know, done in retreats, what I mean, how it's like all tying together in these stages. You know,
yeah.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then we have the Wheel of the Lion's Gate. Oh, it's magical.
Mm-hmm.
To bring balance to the masculine energies, silencing the clamor of the mind, and allowing for better interpretation of subtle information by the pineal gland. And we have an oil for the lion's gate.
Yes.
Blend of the gods.
Blend of the gods.
Mm.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yes. Mine too. Well, they're all my favorites.
Well,
but
for the
is,
most part, 99% are my favorite.
Yeah, I have to say it's probably one I use every day.
Yeah.
Is that one. Okay, so we have Incorruptible Magic, Stage 7. Karespa Isetru Bisanet Harusat Velenes Truhes Arizatva Heraset Suva bit isekli misharvit krenos isutvatvi misitret haru anas. The pineal, a gateway for information that flows. It can create a common language for all three sets of codes. For it receives awareness from the mother's heart. Awareness particles constructed from three different parts. The territory codes to this awareness will cling, the law of polarity this attraction brings, but an interfacing language it will provide for the codes of fire, love, and light. Say the words of magic that allow the awareness to flow. The words of magic will form the territory codes. A universal language of the three sets of codes will have been born so that magic will flow. Oh. And the awareness particles is what makes up the frequency and light in Bhavaspata.
Mm-hmm.
The sigils.
Yeah, the particles of awareness that are in each sigil.
Mm.
Yes.
So a universal language of all three sets of codes. Amazing.
Yes. Incorruptible Magic, Stage 8. Kesh Harvavit Sekhvi Usutras Menhar Savahut Ekle Berevat Minsahak Kerevat Esklerut Praha Misenach Viresat Harastu Urekbi. A tube has been formed from the pineal to the third eye, to the pituitary, the seat of second sight. The pituitary has turned by mother decree to metamorphose man, for this there was a need. Facing inward was not out anymore. The third eye looks inward, not as out before. The etheric tube by the mother goddess made for the restoration of white magic man will aid. Called by the incantation's words, called the awareness through the tube by words that are pure. Let awareness carry the magic codes. Let three sets of magic codes to the third eye flow.
And the third eye is part of the godhood, the perspective of God magic.
The sixth chakra.
Yes.
And it says Savahut, the word Savahut in there. And I was like, oh, never seen that word any other place, but in the seventh movement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even notice that. It does say Sabahut in
there. It says Sabahut.
Yeah.
Nehal Sabahut Eklevere var.
Wow. Well, we've been practicing that, so yay.
Yes, I was going to say, it's jumping out because.
Yes. Okay, so incorruptible magic, stage 9. Mishet unakharas eskle herasat privabet. Ninhurek prihabas skrivenut sabata. Misenek merenak hospavi. Now, great magic by the pituitary is done. The materialization of magic now has begun. The pituitary, fueled by passion's dictates, directs its focus to the inner landscape. By finding within what in exterior mirrors may be, that which created the external similarly. Do you wish more abundantly to live? What areas of life do you withhold love you can give? Traveling along the lines of focus within, the flow of magic carried by awareness begins. The particles carrying the awareness codes to the corresponding fibers of light will go. Now the heart must love and forgiveness emanate towards that which is within for the outside to change. Say the words while the focus is held, while the heart extends love as well.
That's what you were doing. You were extending your heart. Wow, the heart extends love as well.
So we change our environment by changing ourselves, right? Whatever you don't like without, go within. Turn it around.
Yeah.
And love, right? I'm really feeling the key here. Love is the answer to everything.
Yes, I told you yesterday. Love it is. Ooh, cheers to love.
Cheers to love.
Yeah. And the last one, Incorruptible Magic, Stage 10. And I have the privilege of reading this. Wow.
Yes.
I'm loving the page here, the frame. It's like all these blue clouds, the sky. I feel the infinite, the infinite. I feel it all in this combination of colors.
It's beautiful, yeah. A work of art.
Incorruptible Magic, Stage 10. Krihat kluvater nenseruk brihesti biharanas kri esena sahut privesti karatu pihuravi pihurunat krive varatu misenet. The seventh body of man, many light fibers consist. The light fibers within mirror realities that externally exist lights up fibers within. It affects their external counterparts. When inner light fibers are activated and changed, within exterior light fiber changes are also made. The words you say will hasten effect, the changes without that the inner reflects. The light fibers within by magic lit will in turn change the exterior with it. When light fibers within the bodies of one, light external fibers of first cause he has become. And these are the angels that are called for stage 10, and I have the privilege of calling this 10 angels. Karukva nisbahuranat nisenet vrahur kli usaravet persperena nisbaravek akrane nasvi huklet arat vruve vruhe sarakdi. Well, something's happening to my hair as I finish reading that.
Yeah, that is amazing. Very powerful. And I'm feeling, my love, just not to talk anymore. Maybe we just share a beautiful fairy meditation to end out our show.
Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you, my love.
Thank you to
everyone for listening in. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. Good night.
Good night.
clava eres tú. I walk unencumbered by the weight of self-reflection, visiting each moment like a butterfly, the flowers in the eternal garden of discovery of the self. Citares, nus pais, il cleme chiarus ata, nispar, stuvech avres, mashtuava, persta. I shed the ball and chain of self-pity and self-importance. In its stead, I seek the inspirations that bring me joy. Secrets of my being. I fly with the lightness of acknowledged ignorance of the unknowability of existence. Like a child, I discover with fresh vision all things anew.
Thank you.
Erklech brav ich, Virseta. In my humility, my luminosity grows, and I shine in the regal elegance of a child of infinity. In lightness do I move, leaving nothing behind, bringing nothing with me but the inspiration of moments gone by. Secure in the beauty of my being, I cannot make a mistake, for the infinite breathes through me and expresses through my radiant light. I am an expression of infinite glory, and joy is the code of my life. Yeterech yarmus sabait, kelech parus manat, sichvarech stahut mishite, kli harubahve menher astruanat.